In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, this gospel is pretty enigmatic. But it is obvious to everyone that our Lord does not encourage thievery in this gospel. This story is allegorical. Jesus is reminding us that if worldly people are smart enough to provide for their future, spiritual people who are heirs with Christ ought to be no less smart. The word mammon simply means money or wealth. The phrase mammon of iniquity or mammon of wickedness is a bit of hyperbole. It is the money or wealth gained in the pursuit of the world. It is wicked only in comparison with the wealth that is gained in spiritual pursuits. Wicked only when it is used improperly. Our Lord was quite clear that helping those in need would be rewarded, although the help was given to Jesus himself. He said, as long as you did it for one of these, the least of my brethren, you did it for me. We are physical, material creatures. A certain amount of material goods are necessary to our life. And God will reward us when we help those around us who are less fortunate. In the eternal plan of God, it might be good to be remembered as benefactors by those who precede us into eternity. They will be our advocates. Our needs on earth and in purgatory will certainly be placed before the throne of God by those to whom we have been good in this life. That makes sense. The Catechism speaks of a number of corporal works of mercy, material goods that we can do for our neighbors. To feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, visit the imprisoned, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, and bury the dead. Of course, that neighborly goodness can go beyond material help to spiritual help, to admonish the sinner, to instruct the ignorant, to counsel the doubtful, comfort the sorrowful, bear wrongs patiently, forgive all injury, and to pray for the living and for the dead. In today's parable, God is a rich man, he's a master, and we are the unjust steward. We might be shocked at the praise on us since we mismanage what the master has entrusted to us, supernatural gifts of his grace, and also material, natural gifts of his creation. Yes, indeed, the steward is each and every individual man and woman to whom God has given the various goods of soul and body, skill, power over others, time and opportunity for goods, material possessions, and many other gifts. God made each one of us able to use all of these gifts, and most of the time, or at least often, we misuse them, isn't it? So why are we praised since we are unjust stewards? Let us meditate carefully the gospel. The unjust steward has cancelled his bad stewardship by being generous with his neighbor. We should be more diligent in living well and serving our neighbor than the children of this world are in seeking wealth and pleasure. Their pleasures are temporal and they do not last. The prize we seek is permanent and lasting. The words of Jesus are clear. Seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things will be given to you besides. Let us be careful to note the steward is condemned for his bad stewardship, but he is praised for his generosity. He betrays the master when he wastes his goods, and he comes back in the grace of the master when he uses the same goods for others and relieves their pain. God will never blame us for the generosity with which we use the goods he gave to us. Our life is very short. Let us then exercise all our zeal as long as we can do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.